you hook me up until I'm ready for somebody.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Greetings, this is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Amazing grace,
how sweet the sound
that saved. to church. She'll take us to church.
Yeah.
And you know when we get that old church house and act like we didn't want to go in, Mama will reach out there and grab her by the collar and she drove. Mama, did you tell her a little something funny? Yeah.
Have anybody tried him? Let me see you wave your hand. Anybody tried him? Anybody know God will make a way for him? He'll pick you up when you're torn down. Place your feet on solid ground. You can call him late in the midnight hour. He will come. Anybody know he's able to make a way out of no way? Anybody know God is able to turn your midnight into day? See, I tried him. See, I tried him. So I tried him. He made a way for me. Come on, come on. He made. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. He'll make a way. He'll make a way.
Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Keeper, our Instructor in Scripture knowledge, our Discerner of all things. We thank God today for you, for all the ministers of the gospel according to Jesus Christ. We thank God for you. You know, it's a known thing. What we have to do is always give God the praise. It's a personal thing, giving God the praise. We need to. He did it for me. I need to thank him. And that's what everybody in the church ought to think that way. He the one brought me and taught me, and he schooled me in everything that the Bible said. But because the words tell me we're going to be judged by the stuff that's written in this book. And there's no way around it. You can't get around it. So we're going to have to obey God rather than man. Man obedience is limited. God's obedience is eternal. And we got to stay with that and stay with God and always talk to God every day of your life. This is the only way I can make it, church. I have to talk to God every day of my life. I have to read his word every day of my life to keep me in control, to keep me where he needs me to be, that I have the right mind, the right spirit to teach others like I was taught. And I thank God for that even this very day, for all the ministers of the gospel according to Jesus Christ. Everybody that's here today, we thank God for you today. And we're going to try to give you a teaching today from 1 Peter 2, verse 1 through 9. And I need you to understand what the scriptures say. And if you listen to what the scriptures say, it'll open your understanding up. And it'll put you where you need to be. Not where somebody tell you to be, but where you need to be. Everybody's a personal thing with God. If it wasn't personal, God could have saved one person and saved the whole world. Because David's praying for us, but it don't work like that. You got to go to him individually. In 1 Peter 2, he said, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envy and all evil speaking, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to him also coming as a lively stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore, also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builder disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, because disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. And finally, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, yes, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And you may be seated. And you heard that last word, his, not mine. His marvelous light. And if the Bible tell me that Jesus' life is our light, then you ought to always shine. It also tell me that you can walk in a dark room. You can walk where there's nobody saved and light the whole room up. You have everybody's attention in the room, and you'll be able to share God's word with the room. Even though it's dark, non-believers, you light the whole room up. Because of who you're standing for and who's standing in you, you light the whole room. Most time, we always see things in people and we express them to people, and we just earthly houses, though, with the Spirit of God living in us. The Bible tells me, don't judge nobody. See, let the wheat and tares grow together, and when he come, he going to do the separating. What I need to draw every day of my life, draw nigh to God, closer to God, closer to God. The closer I get to God, the more God show through me. And that's what it's all about on this earth here. And we got to be just like him, because we want to be just like him. When we yet shall see him, the Bible said we got to be like him. And if we don't practice being like him right here on this earth, we won't see him as he is, holy of the royalty of God. The books say here, laying aside. See, when we say we saved, listen at this good. I ain't biting no bones or hiding none easy. When you say you're saved, that means you have laid aside all malice. Smith, what is malice? A burning desire or intention to hurt others. We need to pray for everybody that they come into the similitude of Jesus Christ. And he said, and then he said, went on to God. That means craftiness, slickness, cunning. We need to know and understand what he's saying when he tells us that. Yes, hypocrisies. And we already know what that is. That's hypocrites. Theatrical, been through theatrical training. I train you how to shout. I train you how to cut a flip. No, let the Holy Spirit do that. Let the Holy Spirit tell you to shout. You shout. Because you're looking at me and I ain't shouting. You shout anyway. He did it for you, not me. Shout. If I stop you from shouting, I ain't saved. No, you're shouting by the Holy Spirit. And Rev, how you know? I could discern it. When you're right and when you're wrong, I can discern it. God gave me that. And he said, envy, Lord help us. Resentment towards another person for their good fortune. Good God Almighty. I don't like him because he's smarter than me. I don't like him because he got other things that I want and I don't have it. No, you don't do stuff like that. I don't like him because he's a great teacher, and I'm not. I love him. The Bible tells me to love him.
That's right.
Even though they despitefully use you, the Bible says love him. How can you build a church and you don't go down to where the people left to build up the church? You got to have a foundation.
in order to build a church. No greater love than this, a man to do what? Lay his life down for his friend. And then when he say he call you a friend, because he's going to empty what's in him into you. That's amazing, ain't it? If I'm a true Christian, I'm going to share with you what I got. And I want to see you where I am, the same level I am. I want to see you there too. Because when you ain't there where I am, you're holding me back. And if I stop you from progressing, I'm holding you back. So it's something that Christ wants us to know by. In 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, it says, if any man be where? In Christ. He's a new creature. Old things are what? Passed away. Behold what? When God saved you, he saved the whole man. He saved everything about you. When he cleaned you up, he cleaned every part of you. Now, when you go back, you're going back licking the vomit that he cleared up from you. So we have to stay tuned in to the word. We have to do like Paul told Timothy to study. And show thyself approved unto God, not me. A workman that need not be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly, it say, not my opinion, but rightly, according to scripture, divide the word of truth. And we're going to win people. On the day of Pentecost, first sermon, 3,000 will say. Next sermon, 2,000 will say, because the people gave heed to what the word said. And the Lord drew them. He drew them to himself. And said, we got to act like newborn babes. Listen at this. Listen at this. As newborn babies, when we first get born again, we got the desire to milk. Huh? The sincere milk, you see, of the word that we grow by. Cunning and craftiness don't have no play in God's house. You got to be straightforward. You got to tell the truth and admit. If you don't like me to tell the truth, then you have to get up and just walk outside until I finish telling the truth. I mean, that's what I feel. If I can't stand it, I got to move on. And the same thing applies to everybody in here, even me. If you get up and say something and I don't like it, I need to get out. That means I'm not of God. And God's word draw it, don't push away. It's going to always draw. And never push away. The Bible says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, by the word of God, which liveth and abides forever. Once God put his Holy Ghost in you, it's going to stay there. Let me let you all in on a secret. God don't never give you something and then take it back. He had never given us nothing and took it back from us. So this cunning and crafty stuff that we hear all the time, that ain't of God. That's of the devil. God don't give you, he ain't going to give you the Holy Ghost and take it back from you. He gave you the Holy Ghost to seal you until he come back and receive you unto himself. Now, if you walk in discord to the word, you have to suffer the consequence. But the word still stand. Heaven and earth will pass away before the word fail. And we got to keep that in mind all the time. If I'm a saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, all the contributions that come from me ought to be like God. Ought to never meet a stranger. Or never get an attitude in the church with people. Or to stay level and smooth. Or to go to the least man in the church and bring them up to where I am in the church. Think what the Bible tells me, the less people you go and spend more time with them. Or the unlearned people, the people that don't, is not up to par in the word of God, you spend time with them until they catch on. Then you go on. How many of you know that quarterback's the main person on the team? But if you ain't blocking for him, he can't get nowhere. And then you're going to start faulting him. A lot of people fault the preacher because the congregation ain't growing like it should grow. No, if the preacher dividing the word of truth, telling it like it is, like the word say, it's on you. It's not on him anymore. Now, if he have quote the scripture, it's on him. But when he give you what the words say, it's on them. See, we got to desire the milk. When a baby first get born again, They don't know nothing about no grist, no wheat. All they know is to suck milk. To suck milk. When we get born again, we can't work no miracles. We got to get enlarged to get the Holy Spirit living inside of us and give us strength and the power of God might. Then if we go in Jesus' name, we can do the thing that Christ said for us to do. And stop wondering why it ain't working. You know, when God tell you to do something, you do it and it don't work, that means you ain't connected. I don't mean no harm to you. You're not connected. You ain't got nothing to do with God. God is always perfect. He gonna always fulfill his word. You the one not connected. And we got to keep that in our mind, our spirit. Because the Bible says once you get tasted, once you taste God, once you get to know God, once you see what the Lord can do, once you know how he wakes us up in the morning, how he puts us to bed at night, how he dresses. See, some of us, there's a lot of people on earth can't dress themselves. And when I can get up and dress myself, I say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I say, Lord, I thank you. I'm able to dress myself. And we have to stay tuned in to the Spirit of God. We got to know it's God. It's not nothing to me, not what I'm doing. We got to know God doing it through me. And then he can't work through me unless I put myself in position for him to work through. I have to walk upright and perfect before him in order for him to use me to his glory. Well, Smith, God used sinners, he did, for his use, to get us to see and understand how powerful he is and how much might he has in the world system. Sometimes we put all our trust in mankind. We don't put all our trust in government, but you're going to fail every time. Every time you got to put your trust in God. I don't care what people are doing, you make sure you do right. Don't worry about them. Just tell them what the word is saying. Go on about your business.
Yes, sir.
You cover by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
And he said he's going to be with you always, even to the end of the world. It ain't going to harm you. It might look like they want to do you something, but all you do is convict them and condemn them through the word of God. And go on about your business. Don't waste time with people when they will come against you. Just do what God said and go on about your business. He said, if so be you have tasted the Lord is gracious. How many of us in here, God has done something for you? And you know he good. You know his mercy endures forever. You know he's the light of the world. He's the city that sit on the hill, and he commissioned us. When he went back to the Father to be the light of the world, I want you to shine every day, every night. Shine. Shine in good places. Shine in bad places. Shine among your friends. Shine among your enemies. How do you know the enemies? Because they're not walking in the light as you are in the light. If they don't walk in the light, they ain't of God. He said here, and I thank God for that. He said here, say, taste and see God is good. Blessed is the man that do what trusts in him. You already, when they say blessed, I hear a lot of people say blessed. No, that means blessed is already in heaven. It's already done. When you say blessed, B-L-E-S-S-E-D, that is already done. That's past tense. It's already done. So you bless when you walk in the righteousness of God, you already blessed. You already been anointed by God. Anointing means to set apart for the work of God ministry. And we need to stay tuned in to God's way of doing things. He went on to say, to whom cometh? He's talking about Christ. As unto a lively stone, disallowed a den of men, but chosen of God, and he's precious. My God. Jesus said unto them, did you never read in the scripture, the stone which the builders rejected, the same become the head of the corner. This is the Lord doing, and it is marvelous in his eye. Whenever he built the church, he seen a perfect church, and he called us to be perfect people. And we go around here and say, oh, ain't nobody perfect. Stop saying that around me, because you're out of order with God. Stop saying you ain't perfect. Grow to be perfect. The Bible says strive to be like Jesus. You know, if we don't practice being like him here, you'll never know how to be like him up there. And you can't be like him. If you get up there, you ain't going up there if you don't be like him here. We got to take on his image right here on this earth. be like, walk like. I just can't get up here and talk all this religious talk and my life raggedy. I can't do it. That means I'm in theatrical training. I need to go to Hollywood, stood as New Skyline Baptist Church, and let them train me how to act so I can really come fool you and fool y'all. But if you got a discerning spirit, you know when I'm fake. If the Lord let your spirit discern me, then you know who I am. I don't have to come up here and say I'm Reverend Lionel Smith. I'm Bishop Lionel. I don't have to do that. You should already know me. I've been here. I've been with you in the midst of you, suffered with you, come through stairs and tears with you, and we're supposed to know each other. When we walk through those doors back there, we're supposed to be fired up for the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We're supposed to be ready to give him all praise and all honor. We just come here to worship and praise God. That's the reason for coming to this building, to worship and praise God and to thank him for everything he's done for us. That's what we're here for. As we travel along the way, the Lord would allow miracles to come through us, through the apostles, through the disciples. He allowed miracles to come. That's our job. And we need to stay on our job so the Lord can keep us and strengthen us and preserve us according to his righteousness, according to his truth. And in Matthew 21:42, it says, Jesus said unto them, did you never read in the scripture, the stone which the builders rejected, the same has come the head of the corner. This is the Lord doing. And it's what? It's a marvelous eye. Acts 4:11 say, this is the stone which was set at naught of your building, which has become the head of the corner. Jesus, I don't care what you say, who say it, how they say it, Jesus is the head of the church. Jesus is the chief cornerstone. If you don't have Christ in your life, you ain't of God. We need Jesus in our life to be of God. If you don't know Jesus, all you got to do is confess him, that he died, he was buried, and that he rose again. The Bible says, you shall be saved. But you got to believe that in your heart, deep in your heart. You just can't get around here and let somebody tell you to say this, that, and other. That's what a lot of people do. They get up and say, repeat after me. But that ain't come from your heart. It didn't come from your heart. You got to repeat it of yourself.
That's it.
Don't let me coach you into it. You repeat it from your heart.
That's right.
He died. And then when you say he died, I'm going to see the goodness of God through you. I'm going to see God's goodness through you. We going to see God's goodness through one another. It ain't just the preacher. It's every member in this building. If you're walking in the light as Christ is in the light, you're going to see the light, and you're going to know the light. The Bible said, went on to say to us, that he said, you are also as lively stone. Listen at this good now. Say, you're as lively stone. You are built up a spiritual house. My God, my God. A holy priesthood. If God told me I'm holy, why I'm going to let you tell me I ain't holy? I'm going to walk in the light as he is. How you going to see I'm unholy? Judgment have covered this earth, and it's all up in the church now, telling me who I'm not. And God told me who I was, and you tell me who I'm not. You hear me say every day of my life, don't let negativity come in God's house. Because all of us been at one time in fault. But God delivered us out of our fault and renewed our life. Why are you bringing that chin music back up to me? You want me to go back in the world so you can talk about me? No, you got to exalt me and lift me up that I may be more like Jesus. We're going to learn one day. One day we're going to, he said, you got to, you build on a spiritual house now. You're not no more of the flesh. You're of Christ's spirit. He sent, when he went back to his father, and I know I'm right, I ain't got to argue with nobody. When he went back to the father sent the Holy Spirit back to the earth to dwell within us, not on us anymore. He used to come up on us. Now he put the spirit in us, spirit by the word. And he said, I'm going to let the spirit keep you till I come back and receive the church unto myself. Well, that's how we're kept, y'all. Don't you hear people say all the time, I mean, they just quoting something. It ain't about me. It's about, most times it's be about them when they say that. Most times it's be about them. It ain't about me, it's about the Lord. I know it's not. Your ways don't express that. Your ways don't express it. It's about you. It's about you in the first place. You know why? Because you got to give up your honey spirit in order to receive the Holy Spirit of God. If you don't give up, you can't catch up. You got to be, if he going to catch you up, you got to give up. Say, it ain't no more me, but it's you, Lord. And then God going to deliver you. He going to do just like he said he would. In Hebrew 3, 5, and 6, it say, and Moses barely was faithful in all his house as a servant for his testimony, which were to be after. But Christ as a son over his own house. Whose house are we? If we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope and firm unto the end. That verifies what I just said earlier. If you walk in the light and be what you say, confess what you say you are, then your hope, you don't have to hope no more because you already got him. You don't have to hope no more because you already got him. And when you got him, just keep him. Make the scripture cover you, say, therefore there is now no condemnation. And those that are walking in the spirit of Christ are not in the flesh. Stay out of the flesh. You know the flesh is dead. You know the flesh can't enter the kingdom. Stay out of it. You have the authorities and the power to go around it. Lionel, Satan is busy. You ought to get busy too. In the physical flesh, when I was coming up, I didn't think nobody could whoop me in the flesh. I thought I was infallible. You jump on me, you're going to get beat to death. I always thought like that. But as I grew older and became a little weaker, Come on now. In the flesh, I stopped thinking like that. And I started thinking on a common sense level that I'm no greater than them and they ain't no greater than me. We're heirs and journey out together. We're brothers together. Have any of y'all ever seen in a household people fighting in the same household? We're supposed to be representing Christ. We're supposed to be in the bloodline of Christ now. We ain't supposed to live like the world. We ain't supposed to listen at the world. We're supposed to hear what the Word of God say through the Bible. And don't worry about what people talk about and say things about it. Be of good cheer. Christ said he overcome. You're going to overcome too. Yes, sir. You don't think people talk about me? I'm a pastor. Yes, sir. You don't think people talk about me? Yes, sir. Lord, help me. Yes, sir. All the time. Some good things, some bad things. But, you know, I just let them talk. And I make sure I stay tuned in to Jesus. Because if I get tuned out, God help us. We got to stay tuned in. Got to stay tuned in with Christ. If you don't stay tuned in with Christ, you're going to fail. Christians fall because they let Satan come and lure them away. And tell them, oh, ain't nobody perfect. You can do this and you can do that. That ain't on which God will forgive you. We shouldn't think like that. I know he forgives. Lord, not go on that. We should never go on that. That's a cop-out, an easy way out. We should always look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He said here, wherefore, also, it is contained in the scripture. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and that he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. If you read the Bible, listen good now. Listen to what I say. I don't want you to take it no other way but what I say. If you read the Bible, don't understand, read it again. Right. Don't understand, read it again. Right. Keep reading it. And I promise you, wisdom will shoot from that book. That's the only book I know will speak back to you or answer all your questions. This book, the Holy Word of God. It'll do it every time. And so we have to just stay with it. Stay with it. It's contained in the scripture. The way I need to live, how do I know how to be a pastor? I didn't know. I had to get in the book. I have to go to the pastoral epistles. and read in the pastoral epistles to tell me how to be a pastor. Ain't no pastor, he can lie all he want to lie. Ain't no pastor on this earth, first time becoming a pastor, knew how to pastor. You don't know, you learn. It's a learning stage. You got to be like Solomon, say, Lord, teach me how to go in and go out from my people, come back and teach them and judge between them. And what are you saying? Everybody ain't got the same mind. I got to discern between two. There was a man once. The lady had, both of them had a baby, and one died. They was fussing over the other baby. So I said, bring a sword to me. The one living, I'm going to cut him in two. And the real person, the owner, the mother, said, no, give it to her. I'd rather sacrifice myself and save a life than to come in the condemnation of God. And we got to stay like, we being Christian, believers in Christ, we got to be just like Jesus. If we don't be like Jesus, we're going to mess up. And we won't go up, but we're going to go down. The chief cornerstone. Do you know you're somebody? We are somebody, y'all, since we've been born again. We are special people. We somebody. Stop letting people tell you ain't nobody. Jesus straightened Peter out. That's his top man. Peter judging people. Peter saying who can't do this and who can't do that. He said, let me tell you something, boy.
Yes, sir.
That which I clean, call not common or unclean. We fall in the same boat today. We got whole churches, judge other churches. Say, this church can't be this. They ain't got this. They ain't got that. Well, if they ain't got it, give it to them.
There you go.
If they ain't got it, go give it to them. And the pastor don't know, go take the pastor and give him an outline of what the word is. Don't stand up and talk about what he ain't got. If a brother hungry, destitute, or fool, and I come up here and say, God bless you, I'm the biggest hypocrite in town. I have my pocket full of money, and I'm talking about God bless you, and you hungry. That make me unworthy to stand behind this pulpit. If he hungry, feed him. If he thirsty, give him the drink. Stop questioning him. You was lost one time. You forgot that? Now you're found. And since you've been found, you're supposed to have a mind of Christ. Christ never condemned nobody. When he picked the disciples, he said, y'all follow me. Now, it took something for them people to throw their nets down, throw their pads down, throw their newspapers down, and follow Christ. It took something. It took a great belief. You know, the Bible tells me miracles are for unbelievers. I work this miracle so you'll know that I'm more than a common man. I work through you to people know that you're not a regular person, but you're a person set aside by the work of God to do the manifestation of God through in people. We don't come to preach to this building. We come to teach you all and to learn in my teaching. I come to learn. I read all the time. I see things in the Bible I've never seen before. That's just God revealing himself more and more to me. And if you do the same thing, I ain't no better than you. He going to do the same thing to you. You ain't got to call nobody and say, look, what this mean? Just keep reading. You're going to understand. And not by and by, right on the spot. You're going to understand. So everything that we need to know is in the scripture. And Jesus is the chief cornerstone. And at this particular time, they're talking about Jerusalem at this particular time. Talking about Jerusalem. Now, you go to Jerusalem. And that's where we went to have our service, the worship service and everything, go to Jerusalem. That's the headquarters. Ethiopia, way back yonder, was the headquarters of all Christianity. You didn't know that, did I slip that in to you? We need to know that Afro-America. Ethiopia used to be the headquarters of Christianity under the old covenants. You need to study that, y'all. We always putting ourselves down, putting other black people down. You need to study that sometime. Ethiopia, the first Christian nation. And we hollering about America. America. We live here. But America don't care nothing for you. America's a word and a slogan, but it's not in the hearts of believers. It's not in the hearts of ours. If we was working, I wouldn't have to tell nobody, look, I'm hungry. You'll see me weak and frail. And you'll say, Pastor, would you come by? I cook this, that, and the other. And I'll be so happy and thankful. I'll be thanking you before I get to the table. This is what Christianity is. The Bible says when Jesus came, you ain't had to run to nobody no more and say, look, you broke ordinance so-and-so and code so-and-so to penetrate this for this, that, and other. You don't have to do that. He said, I'm going to put him inside of you now. And no man had to come tell you. No man had to come tell you. I'm going to put him inside of you. And you're going to be very alert to all things that work. And he said, when you got Jesus, in your life, listen to good now. And knowing he's the head of the cone, he's the chief man, he's the one that we all have to go through in order to get to the Father, then there's no time for you stumbling. Huh? What? That's what the book say. I'm looking at it. A stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. Reverend Benjamin, you can't make me mad. I don't care what you say. I ain't going to get mad. I'm just going to shun you. You can throw scripture on me. I ain't going to get mad. I'm just going to shun you. We all got to be like that. I can throw a scripture on you and make it say what I wanted to say to you to make you look bad. Y'all didn't know that? I got that much sense, y'all. And it don't even say that. That's like Satan in the 90th Psalm. He's quoting scripture. Quoting scripture, 90 some. But we been born again. We got the light of life in our life. We got Jesus in our life. And he said he'll never leave us, nor would he forsake us. Say he's going to be with us always. And say the ones that obey God are going to be blessed. The one disobey God going to be cursed. That's already in the law. We ain't got to pray for that. When I told you earlier, when we say blessed, that means it's past tense. It's already happened. That's why we got to understand, know what we read and gather up in our scriptures and stuff. Just because it says something in the scripture, and you got to even look into this. Everything that's in the Bible, God didn't tell them that. Everything in the Bible, God didn't tell them. The Jews made laws. Gentiles made laws. But you got to read and discern the scripture to know whether Jesus or apostle or prophet said this. That's going to help you out to know, understand God's way. And the apostle Paul, he wrote a lot of books. But didn't nobody have to come to Paul and say this what he mean? He told Paul to write. And he wrote. He wrote. He wrote. When John was on the Isle of Patmos, he wrote. He wrote. He wrote. And when God got him so far, he said, now, close your book up right now. Don't write this. He didn't want us to know that. Don't write then. After he showed him that, then he said, go ahead, keep writing again. We have to understand God's way of doing things. We're in a natural body here. The body been cleaned up by God. That we be heirs and journey heirs together with God. Why are you belittling yourself? You'll never hear me say, I ain't no good.
No, sir.
God made me good.
Amen.
And I need to look good, act good, talk good. Everything about me need to be good. Or you'll know the truth. And how they say that the truth will make you free? And set me up on a pedestal and everybody will see me naked. Naked means defiled. So you don't have to worry about stumbling. When you really got Jesus in your life, the Holy Spirit going to ever, you go to make a mistake or go to do wrong, it's going to speak to you. That's when you got the Holy Spirit now. It's going to speak to you and tell you, ah, don't do that. Now, sometimes we surpass the Holy Spirit and get in our own self. That's called selfishness. See, there's some people stumbling at the word. How you going to stumble at the word? You've been born again, born of the water and of the spirit. How you going to stumble at the word? Jesus is the Word, y'all.
Right.
In the beginning, he was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. How you going to stumble, y'all? At the Word. The Word going to say what it going to say. It mean what it say. Being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. The world. Satan already built his staff up. He got people going out every day telling believers, oh, you can do this, it ain't gonna hurt. Getting in, doing, getting yourself together in little groups and stuff like that, getting together and making plans to hurt God's church. All that's in the society now, y'all. Making plans to tear this up, I'm gonna do this. And he better not say nothing to me over here. I know him. He full of the Spirit. He ain't going to say nothing. Don't you do that. What if the Spirit don't abide with you the moment you tear it up? You're going to be trouble in the valley. So we have to work and pray every day of our life that we do the things that Jesus say do and don't be condemned by the ways of the world. But only by the Word of God. And if the Word condemns you, all you do is get back in line. Like a soldier. I never been in service, but I had half of my brothers been in the service. When you get out of line, they told me. I said, talk to me about that. I thought y'all be secrets and all that. No, can't talk to you. Can't talk to you. When you march in a straight line, when you get out of line, the man holler and say, touch up, you stop and give heed to him. Well, God, every day of our life, when the Holy Spirit speaks to us, he get our attention. And say, you straighten up. The Bible tells me to judge myself first, that I be not judged. And we got to follow the Bible. Got to follow what the Word says. Now, we're closing with this, and this don't secure you and make you not more than you are, but make you who you are. In the ninth verse there, it say, you are what? A chosen generation. You are. That go for everybody in here that been born again. You are a chosen generation. In your time, God chose you. And let me tell you, see, and you sit on the best throne. You sit on the high throne. You are the royalty of God. You may not sit on the president's seat in Washington, D.C. You don't have to sit on his seat, because his seat is corrupt anyway. It's already corrupt. So that ain't the seat you want to sit on. You want to sit on a seat that's in heaven that's already prepared for you. That's the seat you want to sit on. And you can't get to heaven unless you come by Jesus Christ. And if Jesus see your lap leg, you can't get there. You have the royalty of God. When we come, I live in Samtown here. When I'm growing up, I heard people say, Samtown people ain't no good.
Yes, sir.
Samtown people ain't no good.
Yes, sir.
I went to school with people from other areas.
Yes, sir.
And they get in the classroom, dumb as chili, and telling me I ain't no good. I don't understand that. How you making a D and I'm making an A and a B and I ain't no good? How's that possible? I'm driving a car, you on a bike, and I ain't no good? What you talking about? Well, that's the way Satan brainwashed us. He started that in between us in the church. He ain't no good. She thinks she did. She thinks she there. She think he think he over here. Don't listen to that foolishness. That's the work of the devil. I'm giving you what the Word says. You're the royalty, the priesthood. And look what that next verse says, a holy nation. That means you walking in the light as he's in the light. You undefiled. You working with Christ, through Christ, and in Christ. And then he say you're a peculiar person. Peculiar. Everybody comes of the same nature. But something about him or something about her. Not just him, her too. Because there's going to be women in heaven too, y'all. Did y'all know that?
Yes, sir.
All right, then. I just want to clear that up. We are a peculiar people. Y'all don't walk like everybody else walk.
That's right.
Y'all walk holy. You've not been defiled. You know how to address people. You know how to love everybody you know that talk about you. You know how to love them. I ain't never seen that before. That's peculiar. You got a plate to eat, and there come a hungry brother, a stranger, and you say, sir, come get this. You give me your plate? That's peculiar. Not your man don't do stuff like that. Because they start thinking about how they got theirs and how they work hard for theirs, stuff like that. You can't think like the world think when you're in Christ. You got to have the same mind Christ had. When them people's in the wilderness after coming out of Egypt, they got hungry, destitute of food, and he get manna. He sent manna to them. Nobody never did that before. When he got thirsty, he told Moses, speak to the rock. Moses got upset. He hit the rock and like to drown all of them. You got to just do God. Look, listen to me good. You got to do it like God say do it, not what you want to do. When you do what you want to do, it's going to always be a disaster. Do it like God say. Say you're a peculiar person. And you got to show that. You got to show forth with port praise. I don't need to come in here and say, y'all, let's shout this morning. If you feel like shouting, shout on. Shout on. I'm not a judge over you. I don't know what you come through, what God did for you this morning. And if shouting will bring it to your head, shout on. Shout. Don't let nobody stop you from shouting or giving God the praise. He did it for you. He didn't do it for me now. I might be mad with him. But you give him praise because he's done something for you. Why? Smith, why? You give him praise. Y'all don't know where I was yesterday. Y'all don't know what I've been through last night.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
You don't know, well, I had something to eat or didn't have something to eat. You don't know none of that. You don't know if I had clothes to put on yesterday. And God just sent somebody by and brought me a suit. I got to praise him. Look where he brought me from.
Yes, Lord.
And we, you know, it's a slogan. He brought me out the outhouse into the in-house. Y'all too young to know about the outhouse. Oh, yeah, Joey, I know you know. Outhouse, we had to hold our light out, go in the backyard somewhere in the outhouse. In the in-house, is already in the house.
That's it.
We ain't got to go outside.
Yes, sir.
And we got to thank God for that.
Thank you.
You know, we've come from a long way. I used to get on the bus, and I'm not that old, I don't believe. I used to get on the bus, and no seats. Ain't nobody in the seats in the front. Somebody been through this before me. No seats in the front of the bus. I had to go all the way to the back of the bus, and one seat in the back of the bus, and I had to get on that one seat. And if I cross that line, he gonna stop and tell me to, go back there and stand up. You ain't got to sit down. I know what God did for me.
Thank you, Lord.
I know where he brought me from. And that's in this flesh here. I wasn't about spiritual then. I was in the flesh because I quick temper. He been up with his hand on me. That's where I was. But he calmed me down.
Thank you, Lord.
And started telling me all he whispered in my ear, the meek shall inherit the earth. The meek shall inherit. You got to be humble. You got to be submissive to the will of God. You got to love your brother as you love yourself. Love everybody. And that's when you know God with you. And he's going to be with you all the time. He said he brought me out of darkness. Darkness means sin.
Yes, sir.
Stuff you're doing not of God.
Thank you.
Thing you was thinking about other people that wasn't right.
Thank you, Lord.
That you shouldn't have been thinking about them.
That's right.
people that you resented or you hated.
Yes, sir.
You shouldn't have been hating them. Because you were brought up in, I'm most everybody here brought up in a religious family. Mm-hmm. Most everybody here brought up under religion. Not Christianity at the time, but religious. We practice religion. They told us how to shout. They told us how to speak in tongues. They told us how to say, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, praise the Lord. They told us. They taught us all that. I learned all that in the church. But it wasn't in me at the time. It wasn't in me. I never was in my life. Thank God I never did. I never cursed in my life. And when I got older and people started getting next to me, Satan almost made me curse. Almost. But now, it ain't me no more. It's Christ in control. If I hold my peace, the battle already won. That's where we got to look, y'all. We got to look that way. Say, brought me out of darkness to what?
Marvelous life.
What kind of life is a marvelous life? Supreme life. A loving life. A life of good and not evil. A life that we brag on every day by Jesus.
Yes, sir.
That's where he brought me to. I died in Lionel. I raised in servants as a servant of Christ Jesus. I'm no greater than you. I tell you every time I get up, I ain't no better than you. We just in different administrative position, but I'm no better than you. Everybody, according to the Bible I read here, the Holy Spirit governs everybody in the church. If you believe in Christ, got the Holy Spirit, it's working me, you, and us all the same way. Whatever your culture is, it's going to work through your culture. Don't you remember on the day of Pentecost if we come to a close? There was people that's represented on the day of Pentecost for every nation on earth. They all spoke different languages. Listen at this now. Everybody there.